Hello again, and welcome to stage 3 of our walk. This is one of the shorter stages, and takes us from here to the marina via Dagger Lane. You should now be standing directly opposite the main entrance to Hull Minster, in Trinity Square, facing Prince Street, and about to enter the 18th century. So please walk under the arch and down Prince Street. This is a residential area, so please keep as quiet as you can. You can now see in front of you a very attractive curved row of Georgian houses, completed in the early 1770s. At the time they were built, it's believed there were gardens facing these houses, which I think, being so close to the then Holy Trinity Church, would have made it a very desirable place to live, and it still is today. The prince after which the street is named is not Albert this time, but Prince Regent, who became George IV, in 1820. Oh, by the way, there are pictures of Prince Street on our photo gallery on the website. Please walk on, but remember, it's 1790, and there are all manner of people around here, so go carefully. We will meet up again when you reach Dagger Lane.
Sir, madam, if you please, may I speak with you a moment? My good master has sent me to express his concern at seeing you walk abroad unescorted. These are dangerous times with the Navy recruiting to fight that scoundrel Napoleon. The press gangs are active around here. I trust you're meeting someone in Dagger Lane. Well, make haste and keep your hand on your pistol, for you may need it. Godspeed.
Well done, you've made it to Dagger Lane. So, if you could now turn left down Dagger Lane, stay on the left-hand pavement and walk down to the busy main road ahead. This is Castle Street, and when you get there, you will realise it's anything but a conventional street. Although it's called a street, it is in fact the A63, the busiest road in the city, and leads from the M62 in the west to the industrial docks in the east. So when you reach Castle Street, cross over Dagger Lane, and you will see a light-controlled crossing in front of you. I would advise you to keep well back from the edge of the road here. Some of these big lorries cause a heck of a backdraft when they whip past, so be careful. Once you're at the light-controlled crossing, you've reached the end of stage 3 of our walk. So when the lights permit, cross over the road and press stage 4, the marina, on your handset. I'll see you there.